When you want to thrive after being criticized, the first thing you have to do is get comprehension of it. You've got to analyze it. You've got to scrutinize it. You've got to try to get behind what is the motivation for that accusation.
This is Treasure Truth with Pastor Nather James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we begin a new message, How to Thrive When Criticized. And Pastor, I think all of us can relate to being criticized. We've all been critiqued, sometimes very harshly by others. And when that does happen, why is it so important to get the right comprehension of that? What do you mean by that?
Well, somebody might be being used by God to point out a blind spot that you just don't see. Some people, even if I'm, as I'm going to say in the message, act like their spiritual gift is criticism. But I think we need to evaluate it to see if there's any validity to any of what a person says. You know, all criticism is not negative criticism, and all criticism is not bad. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being a big enough Christian to say, let me evaluate this. Is there any validity to this?
Yeah.
Now, once you find out, well, this has no validity, or you may know that from the very beginning.
Sure.
You know, that's fine. That's fine. But at least consider it. At least take it to the Lord and say, Lord, now I'm upset, and I'd really like to disregard this totally. I'd like to disregard them totally.
Right.
But I'm going to submit this to you. Give me wisdom. You know, well, I mean, we need knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the facts. Wisdom is the ability to use the facts. You say, give us an example. Okay, I'll give you an example. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it on your fruit salad.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. When criticism does come, because it is going to come, as you say, we do want to, you know, evaluate, is there any legitimacy to that? Are there any questions, certain things that you ask yourself or ask the Lord as you evaluate that criticism?
Sure. I mean, I just basically say, Lord, is any of this valid? You know, show me, give me insight into who I am, because I do have blind spots. I don't see everything that's wrong with me. I think I'm a pretty good fellow. And so, you know, why would anybody be critical of me? You know, and we all feel that way.
Well,
there's nothing
wrong
with feeling that way. I mean, you know, as a believer, you know, when you're confronted with your sin by the Holy Spirit, you don't try, at least I don't try to cover it up or smooth it over or ignore it or deny it. God sometimes uses people. And we have to be aware of that fact. And of course, now I know, like you're thinking right now, a listener, you're thinking, well, how could anybody be critical of me as nice as I am? You have issues too. It's an old Rip McDonald situation. Here issue, there issue. Everybody has an issue.
That is absolutely the truth. Well, we're going to see how we do thrive when criticized in today's message. So join us in Acts chapter 11 as we begin today's teaching. Here is Pastor Ford.
Girlfriend had gone to her beautician, and she said, you know, I'm getting ready to go to Rome. She said, you getting ready to go where? I'm getting ready to go to Rome. Girl, ain't you heard? That's a raggedy city. Ain't nothing in Rome but raggedy people. That's what I heard. She said, well, that's where I'm going. I already got my tickets. And she said, well, how you getting there? Going Continental Airlines. Continental Airlines? They never on time. They lose your luggage. I mean, it's like, come on, can't you find a better airline than that? American or something like that? Fly Southwest. She said, well, I already got my tickets on Continental. She said, so what are you going to do when you get to Rome? Well, one of the things we're going to do is go to the Vatican and see the Pope. Girl, ain't you heard? There's over a million people that want to see the Pope. And when you get there, he's going to look like an ant. You're not going to be like, Bill, you just wasted your time and your money. So she goes on a trip. And a month later, she's back in the beauty shop after her trip. And so the beautician says, "How was your trip?" "I know it was terrible." She said, no, because when I got on Continental, they had put in two new planes, and one of them was the Concorde plane, you know, the one that gets there in half the time. And so my plane was booked, so they told me, "We got to bump you up to the Concorde." And so instead of flying 14 hours, I only flew 7. And guess what? That Concorde was filled. And so they said, your coach seat is filled, but we have a seat reserved for you in first class. And so I was in first class, and there was this 28-year-old flight attendant. Girl, he was waiting on me hand and foot. Then when I got to the hotel, they were doing a renovation. And they said, "Your room is being renovated." And my boss said, "Put you in his suite." So I was in a suite the whole 3 weeks that I was there. And then when I went to the Vatican, you were right, there were millions of people. But one of the security came out and said, "Ma'am, we have 9 other people that the Pope is going to see privately. He wants to see 10. We just thought she looks like she'd be a good one to meet the Pope." And so she said, I went in and there were 10 of us and we personally met the Pope. And she's like, okay, you met the Pope personally? Yes, I did. What in the world did he say? What's the first thing he said to you? He looked at me and said, "Who in the world messed up your hair?" Now, I shared that with you to let you know, everybody can be a critic. But there are individuals who we know, don't look around because I don't want them to know who they are. But there are some individuals that every time you turn around, they have something critical to say. They never have anything good to say. They're critical. Our young people call them haters, but today I'm calling them critics. That there are individuals who you say up, they say down. You say in, they say out. It seems like their whole purpose is just to be negative. I told you don't look around. We all know who they are. Mm-hmm. You may be working with a critic. You may be sitting on the pew with a critic. You may be dating or married to a critic. Now, if you can't think of somebody who's a critic, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Amen. You know, the old adage says, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's right, wear it. And some people act like criticism is their spiritual gift. That they're always going around trying to find fault with everybody and everything. Okay, I know y'all not with me. Y'all not with me on this. And so you do know the difference between constructive criticism and destructive criticism. Okay, let me explain to you. Constructive criticism is when I criticize you. Destructive criticism is when you criticize me. I mean, sometimes it's only a matter of semantics. Think about it. You ask them how they are. I'm a person of conviction, but you they call stubborn. Yeah, you say, look, I just have friends, they're my friends. You have cliques. Yeah. The person says, well, I dress nice, but you just a player wannabe. And the person say, yeah, I'm a good steward, but you cheat. You get the nuance? You see what happens? You're a good judge of character, but they're just prejudiced. And so it's like, God's still working on me, I'm growing, but you're carnal. Everybody feeling me? Ben Franklin said this, and I quote, he said, any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn, and most fools do. Now here's what I learned. Don't mind criticism. This is powerful. Don't mind criticism. Why? Ask me why. Because if it's untrue, disregard it. If it's unfair, just accept it. If it's ignorant, smile at it. If it's true, learn from it. Yeah. See, the Living Bible in Proverbs 13:18 says this: if you refuse criticism, you will end up in poverty and disgrace. If you accept criticism, you are on the road to fame. Proverbs 23:12, same Living Bible, forgive me, King James folk, get all the help you can. Don't refuse to accept criticism. So then what's happening here? When you look at this text, what you're going to find is this. In our text today, Peter is being criticized. Now, I got to go over the story. I know, hopefully, all of you know the story because this is Christ Bible Church, where Bible is our middle name. But remember, the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles. The Gentiles were called Goyim. When they would pray, I thank God that I am not a woman. I thank God that I am not a Gentile. I thank God. And so they would thank God they weren't Gentiles. Where they say, thank God I'm not a slave. Thank God I'm not a woman. Thank God I'm not a Goyim. And so they would have no dealings with Gentiles. And so Peter is a good kosher Jew. So in chapter 10, God gives him a vision of some unclean animals coming down in a sheet. And he says, rise up, kill and eat. And he says, I don't eat unkosher food. You know that. And God said, what I've cleansed, don't you call unclean. In other words, he said, get up and get that fried barbecue pork chop and eat it. Get that ham sandwich and chew on it. Get you some chitlins, boy. That's what he was telling them. And Peter was a good kosher Jew. How kosher was he? Come on, tell me, see if you remember. So kosher that he would not let his children watch Porky Pig. Yeah. And so what's happening here? Now he's being criticized, and the word is diakrino. Say diakrino. Or put it together, dia, preposition, krino, means to judge. It means to judge through. So let's put it all together, pronounce it properly, diakrino. Now you know another Greek word. It means to judge through. Here it is. Here's what it means. What does it mean to criticize? To find fault with someone or something based on your personal evaluation of their personal situation. Did you get that?
Well, if not, stay tuned. I think we're going to continue this in just a moment. You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford and a message called How to Thrive When Criticized. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, where are you listening to this program? What difference it's making in your life? Maybe something specific that Pastor Ford has said or a question that you have about something that he said. Well, you can always give us your feedback by coming to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Click on the contact link, and we'd be encouraged to know how God is using this program in your life, or go ahead and ask that question. Who knows? We might just answer that on a future broadcast. Again, our website address is treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, if you're just joining us, we are in Acts chapter 11. As we continue the message, here is Pastor Ford.
So now, what's going on here? Peter is being criticized, but it's not by his enemies. No, no, no. He's being criticized by those who are closest to him. How many of us know it's easy to take criticism from your enemies? It's the people that's closest to you that can hurt you the most. Oh, help me, somebody. I wish I had two or three people in here who would pray with me. See, it's different when a stranger criticizes you, or it's your husband that criticizes you, or your wife that criticizes you, or your pastor that criticizes you, or your coworker who's been working with you for 10 to 15 years, or your congregation members, or your friends. See, it's really difficult when you're criticized by those that are closest to you. And that's what's happened to Peter in chapter 11. Now, let me just say this. I've got 3 points, but I only got time for one today. Somebody say hallelujah. Because I want to teach you how to thrive when criticized. Now, get this. First thing you need, according to this text, is comprehension of. What do you need? The second thing you need, according to this text, is commitment to. What do you need? And the third thing you need, according to this text, is communication about. What do you need? All right, let's start. First of all, this text teaches us when you want to thrive after being criticized, the first thing you have to do is get comprehension of it. You've got to analyze it. You've got to scrutinize it. You've got to try to get behind what is the motivation for that accusation. Here's what Peter does. Listen to this. And the apostles and brothers that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Let's stop right there. Notice the first thing here. Notice their affirmation of misinformation. What do you mean by that, Pastor Ford? Let me emphasize it again. The apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "Thou went in with men uncircumcised and did eat with them." Stop. See, heard tells us that what was going on is there was somebody who was sharing information that didn't have all of it. See, these people who are criticizing Peter, they're not working with all the facts. And I ain't going to submit to you today, most of the time, not in every case, but most of the time, because some of the criticism is true. But most of the time, they're working on what somebody else told them. Now, let me tell you what's so asinine. Look that up. That's not a cuss word. That's a word I can say. That you would take somebody else's opinion about somebody else without ever having met them or talked to them. That's the craziest thing I see in the church. Watch out for so-and-so, because you know that. Well, wait, I don't know them. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe they'll like me. Maybe they won't treat me that way. Let me find out for myself. Now I know I better watch you, because my mama said, if you bring a bone, you'll carry a bone. Now, I don't know what you think you're doing, but by telling me, you just told me I can't trust you. Girl, better watch Sister Ford. So-and-so after your husband. That's the one you gotta watch. That's always telling you somebody after your husband. You wanna know why? She wants your husband. All she's doing is diverting your attention. You looking at everybody else, she's sliding on up. And not just me. It ain't just me. Amen. And then just the women that gotta watch.
Come on.
Some of these brothers don't want to pray P-R-A-Y on you. They want to P-R-E-Y on you. You're doing the right thing, brother. Hold her tight. Hold her tight. So everybody know, hey, this mine. Amen. I see you, bro. That's right. Everybody, this mine. Don't be looking over here. I chop your legs off. Amen. And you tall enough, too, and you big enough, too. Amen. And so what's going on here? Now, Pastor Ford, you making this evaluation about them, how can you say that? You don't know their heart. Maybe they love Peter. No, they don't. Go ahead, ask me how I know. They haven't talked to him. Heard. In other words, they did not go to the primary source. How are you going to know exactly what's going on from hearsay? It will never happen. You go to the source so you hear it from the horse's mouth. I'll never forget it. I heard it. Hezekiah Walker, he's down on the down low, and he's left his family for his lover and doesn't care and turned his back on gospel music. I called my sister-in-law because she's a big fan of his. I said, "Did you hear that?" She said, "I heard it." I said, "I don't know if it's true or not, because Hezekiah, he's too powerful for that. I don't think it's true." She said, "Well, you know what? It came from a good source. And since it did, I gave away all my Hezekiah Walker CDs and albums." She said, "What you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to keep mine, and the ones I don't have, if you ain't giving away yet, send them to me." Send them to me. I don't care what happened. The man made good music that glorified God. I ain't got to deal with any sin. I'm just going to be elevated by the music. Send it to me. She got rid of all her Hezekiah. Then 2 days later, Hezekiah Walker got on the gospel station, the Word Network, and said, "There's a rumor going around that I was on the down low, such, such, and such, and such, left my wife." His wife and whole family was there. He said, "Y'all tell them. It's a lie." I called up that. She said, "Don't tell me I heard about it." I told you, don't just accept what people say, no matter who say it. Let's hear from him. They haven't discussed it with Peter. He didn't get a chance to say something until verse 4. Now in verse 4, listen to this. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying. Now I'm going to come back to this, but I want you to see what's going on here. They heard it. They done made a judgment. They're being critical. And now, after they make the charge, they give Peter the opportunity to say something. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor there's a dead monkey on the line somewhere. Go ahead, tell them. That's right. That's right. That's right. See, usually the evaluation is just surface until you learn a person's motivation. In verse 4, there's a communication. Now, I want you to notice something. Jump to the end of the sermon. In verse 18, there's a celebration. Say, their evaluation was wrong, but the communication came, and then because of the communication, there was celebration. I hope you see that. Let me read verse 18. When they heard these things, what things? That he goes back to the beginning, tells them about the sheep, tells them how God got the racism out of him, and then got him to go to the Gentiles, and how everything is copacetic because God is now giving the gospel to the Gentiles. And these guys, the ones that criticized him, are now celebrating. Here's my point. If you'd have gone to Peter, you could have avoided a critical evaluation and had nothing but joyous celebration. Amen. Go ahead, tell your neighbor, go to the source. Yeah, and that's what you need to do. Here's what Psalm 35:11 says. A whisperer separates chief friends. Wow. Just write this down. I'm not going to turn to it. Joshua 22:10. It says, and the children of Israel heard say. Now, you know what's going on there. We studied that passage before. What's going on? They had just finished fighting the enemy and were dividing up the land. 3.5 tribes said, we want to be on the east side. You saw it. And the other 9 tribes went to the west side where God told them to be, because west side was the best side in the Bible. In the Bible. In the Bible, the west side was the best side in the Bible. Oh, I better be careful. I'm going to lose my west side congregation members. Anyway, yeah. And so he said, the west side is where I want you. So here's what they decided. We're over here. We should be over here. And God let us have it. And be careful when God allows you to have what he does not want you to have.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford. And a good word of warning. We're going to continue this teaching called How to Thrive When Criticized on our next broadcast. By the way, if you want to make sure that you don't miss a broadcast, you can listen to each and every program online. Come to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. You can stream programs, you can download MP3s, or order copies of this broadcast on CD. Another way to make sure that you don't miss out is to get a hold of the Moody Radio app. Not only can you listen to this Bible teaching radio program on there, but other internet music stations from Moody Radio, and you'll be able to listen to programs on demand. Now, you can find the app when you go to your favorite app store, like the iOS App Store or Google Play. But we'll also link you to that when you come to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. One final way to listen, come to the website, sign up to begin podcasting this program. That's a great way to listen whenever it fits your schedule. Again, you'll find those links and a lot more when you come to treasuredtruthradio.org. Hey, quickly before we go, I want to remind you that Treasure Truth is listener-supported. We do depend on your financial generosity to keep this program on the air. So if you're benefiting from Pastor Ford's teaching, would you give a gift? You can do that by coming to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, and click on the link that says Make a Donation. Well, thanks for listening today. For our Bible teacher, Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks also to our producer, Amy Rios. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.